The Bush administration has launched a campaign to persuade Americans to conserve energy. It comes complete with a website, booklets, public service announcements, and a mascot, the Energy Hog. But critics say the department's own priorities are questionable when it comes to regulation and in funding research programs that encourage conservation. Here's NPR's Kathleen Schalk.
The Energy Department plans to send experts to 200 factories and, as Secretary Samuel Bodman explains, it's developed an energy savers guide for consumers.
It covers everything from insulation and caulking to more efficient lighting to smarter use of our thermostats.
Energy conservation advocates welcome all this, but they say the department's own actions on energy conservation have fallen short. For instance, one way to save energy is to set government standards requiring more energy-efficient appliances, according to Bill Prindle of the American Council for an Energy-Efficient Economy.
The sad fact is that the only rule for energy-efficient appliances that the department put out since the administration came into office was to roll back the air conditioner standard.
Dan Riker, Energy Undersecretary under the Clinton administration, says DOE has missed congressionally mandated deadlines for issuing more than 15 standards, sometimes by many years.
And in fact, recently 15 states sued the Federal Department of Energy to try to put this program back on track.
One of the delayed standards was supposed to have made home furnaces more efficient. Another way to save energy is by tightening building codes. Harry Mazzarella of the Alliance to Save Energy says the National Association of Home Builders and conservation groups recently clashed over a proposal to require more insulation in walls.
I believe that in battles like this, the U.S. Department of Energy should at least, at a minimum, remain neutral.
Mazzarella says instead the department seemed to side with the home builders. Critics point to funding decisions as well. They say since 2002, factoring in inflation, funding requests for research into energy-efficient technologies are down by a quarter. Energy efficiency advocates also question other cost-saving measures. Hugh Saucy commends the energy secretary for wanting to reach out to businesses and homeowners and help them conserve. But, he says,
he's already got a network of offices that he can call on by picking up the phone to do exactly that.
Saucy used to head the Northeast Regional Office of this network, charged with promoting energy efficiency and renewable energy. Within the next year, the department plans to close down this and its five other regional offices. The Energy Department defends this and other decisions. Undersecretary David Garman says running regional extension offices is expensive.
We're constantly working and striving to be more efficient. Any funds that we can reduce in administrative overhead means that there's actually more we can spend on weatherizing homes or funding alternative fuels infrastructure.
Garman says cost effectiveness was also behind the department's qualms over stricter building codes. And he says setting new energy efficiency standards is difficult and complicated.
We are looking at streamlining, making a much simpler, more efficient, and faster methodology of promulgating these appliance standards.
Garman says DOE is now making standards a top priority and plans to issue a number of new energy-saving standards in the weeks and months ahead. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.